If it's up to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, talks will continue on how to end Europe's bloodiest conflict since the Second World War, following Friday's U.S.-Russia summit in Alaska. Zelensky said he will travel to Washington on Monday for talks with U.S. President Donald J. Trump about ending the war that has raged since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. He wrote on the social media platform X that he will meet with President Trump to, in his words, discuss all the details regarding ending the killing and the war, adding, "I am grateful for the invitation." Zelensky stressed there must be a real and lasting peace, not just another pause between Russian invasions. He also demanded the release of all Ukrainian prisoners of war and civilians and the return of children abducted by Russia. Thousands remain in captivity, he said, and all of them must come home. The Ukrainian leader urged Trump not to only keep economic sanctions on Russia if no deal is reached, but to strengthen them. He insisted that territorial questions cannot be decided without Ukraine's participation, a view he said is shared by European leaders. His remarks came after Trump met Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska in a summit full of symbolism but light on details. A red carpet was laid out at a joint base Ellendorf-Richardson, a U.S. military facility in Anchorage, where both men walked along it to a platform marked Alaska 2025. As they exchanged handshakes, a military display featured fighter jets and a B-2 stealth bomber flying overhead, prompting Putin to briefly look up to that military might. Trump later said they had agreed to work towards a peace agreement to end the war, not just a ceasefire. In an interview with Fox News Television before leaving Anchorage, Trump said a meeting between Putin and Zelensky will be arranged by their two countries and that he will attend as well.
You know, it's not a done deal at all. Mm-hmm. And Ukraine has to agree. I mean, you know, President Zelensky has to agree. But it's a terrible war where he's losing a lot, and both of them are. And hopefully it can get completed. That'll be a great achievement for them. Forget about me, yeah. For them. And you'll save 7,000 lives a week. That's a lot.
Russian President Putin, however, has so far refused to give up annexed territories or accept Ukraine's declared goals of joining the NATO military alliance and the European Union. But he did signal a willingness to discuss unspecified security guarantees for Ukraine. Heard through an interpreter, Putin said at the summit that he agreed with Trump that the war should end soon.
We see the strive of the administration and President Trump personally to help facilitate the resolution of the Ukrainian conflict. And his strive to get to the crux of the matter, to understand this history, is precious. As I've said, the situation in Ukraine has to do with fundamental threats to our security. Moreover, we've always considered the Ukrainian nation, and I've said it multiple times, a brotherly nation, however strange it may sound in these conditions. We have the same roots, and everything that's happening is a tragedy for us and terrible wound. Therefore, the country is sincerely interested in putting an end to it.
Trump also made clear that he hopes to meet Putin again soon, prompting an unexpected invitation from the Russian leader to visit the Kremlin.
Again, Mr. President, I'd like to thank you very much, and we'll speak to you very soon and probably see you again very soon. Thank you very much, Vladimir.
And next time in Moscow.
Oh, that's an interesting one. I don't know. I'll get a little heat on that one, but I could see it possibly happening. Thank you very much, Vladimir. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
European leaders welcomed Trump's efforts to push peace after holding a joint call with Zelensky on Saturday. In a statement, they stressed that further talks must include Ukraine's president and that Russia cannot have a veto against Ukraine's pathway towards EU and NATO membership. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.